We're going to head to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And certainly, obviously, a bye week last week for your Broncos. And if you want to just take a brief moment to talk about what you and your program were able to accomplish last week.
Rest. it was a great time. We did practice to keep the football sharp, you know, but we gave them a lot of time off. You know, push practice back, let them sleep in a little bit, shorten practice quite a bit. So it was good just to get their bodies back. Our speeds were as fast as they've been since camp for the first time in a couple months. And so our bodies are feeling better, and it was rough to get through 11 straight, but it was worth it, you know, now that we finally got to our bye week.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Lester.
Our first question comes from Patrick Knopf with the Kalamazoo Gazette.
Hey, Coach Lester, how are you doing?
I'm great, Pat. How are you, man?
Good, thanks. I'm wondering if you can talk about how John Wasing has looked this week in practice and how it feels to know that he's going to be back there under center for the season finale, which hasn't happened in the past 2 years.
Yeah, I mean it's a great feeling. You know, that was one of our goals going into the season, is can we get John finally through a season? You know, and he's really, really come on strong. You know, I feel like as he's come off his injury, you know, he's the last game was probably one of his best games. He was sharp. He used his legs. He threw the ball well. I think he's really, you know, playing at a high level mentally for sure, and with his legs feeling good and his arm. You know, he's you know, it gives us another dimension to our offense when he can run the ball and makes it tougher to stop. Obviously, he's back there standing next to Bellamy, which helps. But it feels great to have a senior quarterback heading into our final game.
And then Western hasn't won in DeKalb since 2007. What is it about that environment that makes it a tough place for opponents to go in and get a win?
Yeah, it's been 12 years. I've made sure my team is very well aware of that. And, you know, it's a tough place to play for two main reasons. One, obviously, really three. One, winning road games is tough. Two, you're playing against a team that seven of the last 9 years has been in the MacWest champions, or been the MacWest champions and represented us in the championship game. So you're playing a really good team on the road. And then, you know, we've always seemed to play them late. It's always been a weather game. There's been wind. It's made it a really tough physical game, which they've done such a great job of running the ball over the past 10 years that it really plays into their hands quite a bit. So, you know, when you're as successful as that program has been, you defend your home field very well. And we played some close games there, but we haven't been able to push one over the top. And so that'll be a challenge for us.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Pat.
Tim, you prepare all year long, and you go through the rigors of spring ball and training camp and the regular season schedule, and it all comes down to an opportunity right in front of you to win the division title Tuesday night. Just talk about that carrot and the excitement your program probably has in wanting to get out there and play this game.
Yeah, our kid guys are fired up. I mean, we started training back in January, and, you know, the goal is to win the MAC West and have a chance to play at Ford Field for the MAC championship game. And, you know, we've been in this situation for a month now. You know, you have to win to stay alive. And we've been able to tie three together here. And, you know, but this is what you play for. You play for November games that matter a ton, that every play matters, that are going to be nationally televised. And so our guys are excited about that opportunity. And, you know, if you want to represent the West in the MAC championship, then you got to go to the defending champs' place and win a game on the road, and it's just like you'd write it up.
When you take a look at NIU and on film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, I think offensively, obviously, you know, they're dealing with a little bit of quarterback stuff that we've dealt with, but they have two really, really good ones, I think. They run the ball well. Trey Harbison is a great back, and he's been a great back in our league for a couple years now. And so we got to stop the run, which is number one, so they can't control the ball the whole game. And offensively, you know, we have to find a way to, you know, move the ball on the ground. They're really stout up front. I think their two D tackles are, you know, one of the best in the league as far as a pair. They probably are the best. So it's going to be hard to push them around. They've had some injuries. So they got some new guys in there, but I think their secondary is fast and they're physical. They're great tacklers. So nothing's going to come easy, and it's going to be a battle.
Certainly for you, you touched upon the reassurance of knowing that you've got a quarterback and leading the offense. But in addition to that, just the confidence of knowing you've got the potent running game and a senior running back in Levante Bellamy. Just talk about that combination of security as you as a coach, knowing both the passing game and running game are in great hands.
Yeah, you know, that I took over the offense last year, so this is our second year running this stuff. And you know, our biggest concern was being balanced, knowing that we'd have to lean on both sides at different times throughout a year. And, you know, having our passing game last game throw for over 300 yards and watching Sky Moore and some of our wideouts, you know, other than Gio, we've been able to count on Gio as a tight end all year. But it's been great to see those guys help the team win when they had Bellamy bottled up pretty good. And so just the balance of the offense is, I think, what is the key to it. And we practice that way. We focus all off season on making sure we're balanced. And we've also won games where we've been able to lean on Bellamy. You know, you have a senior running back that's, you know, a finalist or semifinalist for Zoke Walker, and that, a lot of credit goes to the O-line. They've been battling up there, but you know, he's a guy that can handle 25, 30 carries if need be. We like our other two backs too. We have a good rotation, and so we feel like we're fairly balanced, and we're able to, as the game goes on, make adjustments and play the game once we kind of figure out what type of game it's turning into.
For you to have success Tuesday night, what do you need to accomplish?
Two things. I mean, we have to control the line of scrimmage on both sides. I mean, someone's going to win every time the ball snaps. So the line of scrimmage moves one way or the other. And we got to make sure we win it on defense and on offense. And we got to take care of the ball. You know, those have been the two big things all year, that we have to take care of the ball. We have to win the line of scrimmage. And if we do those two things, it'll be a heck of a ball game. And then our players got to make plays. But if the first two things don't happen, none of it matters. You know, so we've really been focused on taking care of the ball and playing with great pad level and great extension on defense and shedding blocks and being solid tacklers. And that, those are the things. We don't need to be the best in the country. We just need to be the best on the field on Tuesday. And that's what we're focused on.
Well, Tim, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for NIU. Again, want to say thank you for your time. Want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and certainly just say thank you for your time all year long, and also wish you and your family and entire program a great Thanksgiving on Thursday.
I appreciate it, Ken. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and I appreciate all the work you do.
Thank you so much. Again, for Tim Lester and his Western Michigan Broncos, again, coming off the bye week last week, they will be at NIU tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 26th. That game at 7 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPNU.